Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Living Savior Church for a healing school. We have one of these the second Saturday of every month. And let me ask you a question. How many of you have been to a healing school before? Wow, that's a bunch of you. Wow, praise the Lord. Almost everyone. Then maybe I should ask you this way. How many have never been to a healing school? Well, still got quite a few. Yes, praise the Lord. Well, we have people from all over. And I usually say this every time we have a healing school. We have a little town called Justin right over here and a little town called Argyle right over here. And is there anybody here from Argyle or Justin? Oh, we have a couple here and one back here. Okay. Which one are y'all from? Justin. You're from Justin. Okay. I usually ask that question for the simple reason, here I am right here in Justin in Argyle, and I've known by lots of people in Argyle, Justin, because I've lived out here for 40 years, you know, and I've been known the last 20 years, even in the Justin area, as a very radical Christian, you know. So I might tell you a little story right quick to get started about a man by the name of James Dietzman. Do you know James? You don't know James Dietzman? Okay, James has been here also. James is the same age I am. I believe he's 71, and he's been around Justin all of his life. He was born here and raised here, and he's a cowboy, and everybody in Justin that's an original knows James Dietzman. He has been here a long time because he's just an old country boy. And used to, James and I both went to the Baptist church, and I got off on this tangent of teaching God's Word in faith, which is something kind of unique. But God had a plan. He's the one who raised me up to do this. It's not of myself. It's Jesus. He's the one done this. But anyway, I stepped into the world of faith and began to see the Lord do some pretty awesome things. Well, everybody in church heard about it and knew about it, and some of them believed it and some of them didn't. But that's okay. And especially when I began to get into the sin sickness relationship, when God began to show me that, I had some people that really turned me off. I mean, when I started saying that if you're sick, you're sinning. Whoa, that definitely didn't go over very well, but it's in the Word. You know, Jesus is the one that said this. And so anyway, I'd been asked many questions by a few in the church. And then one day, James, he was out roping some calves and doing some stuff, and he roped a calf, and of course, you know, this has been 15 years ago, probably. James roped a calf off of his horse and jumped off and ran down the rope, and just as he got there, the calf went the wrong direction or something, and he jammed his hand, I think it was his left hand, I don't remember for sure, but one of his hands, I believe it was he left, and he jammed it into the ground and broke it. Well, he was in terrible pain, so he went, I think it was on a Saturday, so James went to the doctor that afternoon to let them examine his hand, x-ray it, and they confirmed it was broken. And he said, well, now that I know what's wrong with it, he said, I know what to do. And they said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I just wanted to know for sure. It was in such pain. I didn't know if it was broken or sprained or whatever it was. But now that I know that it's broken, he said, I'm not going to let y'all do anything to it. I'm not going to take any medicine or anything. But there's a man in my church that's a radical Christian. I'm going to have him pray for me tomorrow for healing. And I'm going to believe God with all my heart that he's going to heal my hand. Now, that's the right kind of faith to have. And James had that kind of faith. So the next morning, Sunday morning, my Bible study class, I always taught Bible school right up till time to church, and I was usually the last one out of the class, so it was usually 11 o'clock, and you know, at a Baptist church, we do everything right on the numbers. At 11, we start worship. You know, we read the bulletin, you know, we have a few songs, and then at 11:30, we have a 20 or 25-minute message, and then we sing a couple of songs, and then we go give an invitation for somebody to make Jesus Lord of their life, and then we go home at 12 o'clock. You know, I mean, we do things by the number in a Baptist church. And so a lot of churches do that. But anyway, I was trying to conform to their ways to be in there at 11. And so just about 11, I'm walking down in the back door, and James is sitting on the very back row looking back, and they're already starting to do some stuff. And when I walk in the door, James walked out of the aisle, come back, and said, "Thurman, I broke my wrist yesterday, my hand. You've got to go back. You've got to pray for me." I said, "Well, okay, James." I said, "Let's just go right down there to the front. Let's just walk right on down there. We'll go right down to the altar, and we'll pray for you right here." He said, "No, Thurman, there's too much unbelief in this church. I don't want you to pray for me in the sanctuary." Well, I mean, you know, that's pretty normal in an average church. There is, if you want to know how much faith is in a church, you just start asking people, "When's the last time you saw God do a miracle?" And they haven't seen that. "When's the last time you saw God do a healing? When's the last time you saw God answer your prayer and you know He did it?" Well, I was one of those Christians. I mean, I lived there a big portion of my life, but I was in church every time the door was open, but I didn't know what faith was. So anyway, he said, "There's too much unbelief here. I want you to go back with me in the library and pray for me in the library." I said, "Okay." So we turned around and we walked back to the back there of the church and walked into the library and closed the door. I said, "Now, James, you know God is a faith God." He said, "Thurman, I know that, and I know when you pray for me, God's going to heal me." Now, do you hear a declaration of faith in that? See, that's the kind of faith our King is looking for. So I was just inspired by the Holy Spirit to do something that no normal person would do. I reached up and I said, "Let me see your hand." He handed me his hand like this, and I said, "Does it hurt?" He said, "Yes, it hurts terrible." I reached back and I said, bam, slapped it as hard as I could and said, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." It slapped his hand completely out of my hand, and he says, "Wow." And he brought it back up and he said, "Thurman, there's no pain or nothing. My hand's completely healed." And his hand was completely healed. Does the Jesus we serve still honor faith? Yes, he does. He's still there. He has never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he honors faith. You know, so, yes, ma'am. Oh, you did praise in the Lord. Okay, well, praise the Lord. That's what we want to do here is praise the Lord. God is an awesome God, and we love him. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of some things that we do wrong today. And usually in the first couple of hours of the healing school, I talk about things that causes us to be sick and afflicted. I want you to see some things that you would never dream that will make you sick, but they will. You know, so, in fact, the very first scripture, I'm going to take you to a New Testament scripture to start out with, and then I'm going to take you to an Old Testament scripture that tells us a story about the same thing and how it caused so many people not only to be sick, but it cost them their life. So the very first place I'm going to take you is Philippians 2:14. Now, this is in the New Testament. This is under the New Covenant. And I know that none of y'all have ever done this. No, so this sin, I know when I ask this question, there's not going to be a single person in here has ever sinned this sin. But Philippians 2:14, I want you to look at that. Philippians 2:14. In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing. I must have hit a nerve back there. Now, let me ask you the question. How many of you have grumbled and complained in your life? I'll hold up both hands. And do you know that God told us in His Word to do everything and stay away from grumbling and complaining? Didn't He? Now, if God told us to do this, do you think it might be a good idea to obey the King? I mean, He just happens to be the King, doesn't He, ma'am? I mean, after all, He's only God, is that right? And He's only the Lord of the universe? And He's our Lord, isn't He? And aren't we glad that He is our Lord? Now then, the thing that I've realized that so many people do not realize that if you go through life grumbling and complaining, it will bring sickness and disease upon you. Now, I'm not here to say that you go out there and grumble and complain once or twice or five times or 10 times that God's going to make you sick. That's not the case. He is long-suffering and patient. And I'm certainly glad, aren't you? Because if He made us sick the first or second or 10th time that we missed it, I mean, then would all of us be sick. You know, because I just think how easy it is to miss His mark on grumbling and complaining. But why do we do it? If we read these kind of things in the Scriptures, if the Lord says do all things without grumbling and complaining, then why do we do it so much? I guess because we're human, huh? You reckon that's the truth? You know, I will have to say that after He has afflicted you a few times and you knew it was because of your grumbling and complaining, you will stop grumbling and complaining. You know, the other day I was out at the shop. It hadn't been long ago, just a few weeks ago. I was doing some stuff and I was in a hurry going some places and I come running around the corner of something out close to the barn out there and I hung my toe under something that was there, a board, and I fell down right on both knees. And as I went down, I mean, it hurt when I hit on my knees on the ground. I mean, I'm in a hurry, and as I'm going down, I said, Lord, what did I do? You know, I mean, you ain't supposed to fall down. You're not supposed to fall down. He's supposed to send His angels and give them charge over you so you don't even stumble over a stone. You know? Now, if I'm falling down, somebody says, you've got to be crazy. God doesn't judge everything we do. Yes, He does. He really does. He knows everything you do. And as I'm going around the corner and I hang my toe and I'm going down, before my knees hit the ground, I'm saying, Lord, what did I do? And before my knees hit the ground, He said, you've been speaking evil about others. So I, bam, hit the ground. Bam, both knees. I said, Lord, I repent. I'll be more careful about what I say about others.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.